Kia ora tātou, nō mai, haere mai. Welcome to this week's edition of Anniversary Albums here on 95BFM. My name is Sam. Hope you've had a good week. Hope you're having a good Monday morning. This week, we are looking at the fourth studio album from American college rock band The Replacements. Tim is the name of the album. It was released in 1985, and it's turning 35. Bit of a cult classic, this one. So, a bit of background about The Replacements. I think this is the first time we've done a Replacements record on Anniversary Albums, so extra special. They were formed in Minneapolis in 1979 when brothers Bob and Tommy Stinson decided to make music with Chris Mars and Paul Westerberg. They initially went by the name Dog Breath, then The Impediments, before finally settling on the name The Replacements. And they started life as a band playing mainly UK punk rock covers, before they recorded a four-song demo tape in 1980, which actually got them signed to the indie label Twin Tone Records. And they released an EP and three albums over the next 4 years, and they were one of the bands at the center of the American college rock and alternative rock scenes in America, alongside the likes of Husker Du, REM, 10,000 Maniacs. And this was a scene which was termed college rock because it really took hold on campuses, university campuses, and college radio stations across America, much like BFM, I guess. And that was where they got many of their fans. I had a lot of success during this period. They used to play campuses. It appealed to a lot of university students. And none of the music they released actually had much mainstream chart success at all. And this was purely catering to a young underground music scene across America in the alternative realm. So come 1984, their previous record, Let It Be, attracted the attention of major labels. The band themselves were not selling enough records to make ends meet. They were financially struggling. They really needed a break, a big break for their career, and a major label deal could just change everything for them. So in 1985, Warner's Sire Records signed them to a deal, and with that, they finally had some financial stability to continue. Sire then recruited the Ramones' Tommy Ramone to help produce their next record and a major label debut, which would become Tim. And musically on here, the band began to stylistically diversify away from straight-out heavy punk-inspired rock to more melodic styles of alt-rock, I guess, more anthems, more kind of sing-along pop sensibilities. They drew on the likes of Big Star, Nick Lowe, and the songs felt more, I guess, poppy, more power-poppy, accessible to a wider audience, remembering they were trying to reach a wider fan base here. Via a major record deal. So, let's play some songs. The first track we're going to hear is called Bastards of Young. This is track number 7. It's a bit of an anthemic guitar track in the power pop style. It's just classic Replacements. It's the right balance between heavy guitar rock and sing-along pop elements, especially in the chorus.
You waited on me.
95BFM. You're listening to Anniversary Albums. My name is Sam, and we're looking at The Replacements. Tim, from 1985. You just heard Bastards of Young. Right now, we're going to play track number 9. This is Left of the Dial. And this song is an interesting song. It's the Left of the Dial, as an idea, as a concept, is a reference to college radio, which in America you had to find, if you wanted to find the college radio stations, you had to switch or scroll to the left on a radio. And as a result, it became a bit of a college radio anthem and basically represented the ethos of college radio, Left of the Dial. BFM. This is Anniversary Albums. Hope you're doing good this Monday morning. My name is Sam. We're looking at The Replacements. Tim, so how was this album received and what's its wider legacy? Well, it was the first of their albums to crack the top 200 Billboard charts in the States, so that was an achievement for them after three albums getting no chart success at all. Critically, it was universally praised. It got a 4.5 star review from Rolling Stone and an A rating from Entertainment Weekly, among others. They also got a lot of promotion for the record as well. For the first time, they got on television, performing on Saturday Night Live. However, the band's behavior on that show was deemed quite poor, and there was a lot of swearing, and they actually received a life ban from the show, so it didn't go to plan as such. Its reputation has only grown with time. It's now held up as one of their best albums and an 80s classic. Pitchfork voted it the 37th best album of the 1980s, Rolling Stone the 136th best album of all time. However, unfortunately, tension was building in the band by this stage, and Bob Stinson was fired in 1986. The band kept together for five more years before splitting in 1991. They reunited twice, once in 2006 and then in 2012. Other than that, Tommy Stinson, after the Replacements split, he went on to join Guns N' Roses, actually. He was with them between 1998 and 2014, so quite a while. And Paul Westerberg has had a successful solo career as well. Replacements themselves, they've remained a bit of a cult band. They've become more popular since they were together. They're one of those bands that's had a lot more success and a lot more attention paid to them post the time they were together in the band. And their legacy definitely holds up to this day as a great, great American band from the 80s. So on that note, we're going to finish with another power pop anthem from the track. This is called Little Mascara. This is similar to Busters of Young and captures the Replacements at their very best. And just really outlining the overall spirit aesthetically of this record. A big, rousing anthem. Hope you've enjoyed today's segment. I will see you again next week. Hopefully reunited with Geneva. Ka kite.